commentaries, and teaching materials. Conservative Theological University has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe we need to all face up to, realize, recognize, whether we embrace it or not. We need to recognize the facts of it, and the facts we're talking about, will we repeat history? Are we on the very verge, the very cusp of a new Holocaust, another Holocaust, an American Holocaust? Do you understand what I'm saying? There are a lot of folks today, especially the millennials, that reject the idea of a Holocaust. Multitudes of them because they've been lied to by the Marxist communist professors in the prestigious universities that taxpayers are supporting and telling them that Holocaust never took place. Therefore, they come out of the colleges and universities with what they thought was a prestigious piece of paper to hang on the wall. They're finding that it might be good for house painting or wallpapering, but not good for educational purposes. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll go back to the scripture found in Matthew 24, verse 9 and following. Then shall they deliver you up, and you will be afflicted, and you shall be killed. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Verse 12 says, and because iniquity, that's lawlessness, iniquity, that's twisted, perverted sin, also translated lawlessness. And because iniquity, lawlessness shall abound, that is, be rampant, the love of many shall wax cold. We're witnessing a nation today of lawlessness. We're witnessing a nation today that we've had George Soros and other organizational funders that have put district attorneys in place, state attorney generals in place, that will not lock anybody up. It's the reason to have those that rape, rob, pillage, and kill in America that are illegal invaders that have come into America. Some of them have 20, 25, 26, 27 charges already against them, and they're turned loose each time to go back and pillage and rape and rob and kill on the streets. And as a result of that lawlessness, there's a mindset in America today that the Islamic jihadists can simply stand up, speak up, demand, and be in control. I am concerned when I see things like New York City's disgrace, Hezbollah flags flying, and riots near synagogues, not allowing the Jewish people to go and worship. I'm looking at another headline. Zohran Mamdani, dismantle New York City's definition of anti-Semitism approved by the Holocaust Remembrance Group. Hear me. New York City's got a definition for anti-Semitism. What is it? What does it connote? How do you find it? What are the wordings that will spell it out? And it's been approved by the Holocaust Remembrance Group. But Zohran Mamdani says no. For example, Zohran Mamdani said he would drop Holocaust Remembrance Group's definition of anti-Semitism. A turnaround in police that is some Jewish rights advocates on edge. Mamdani confirmed that he would oppose the definition used by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. Mamdani has slammed the Israel as an apartheid an apartheid state and backs the controversial BDS movement, which aims to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel, claiming the Jewish state existence is a racist endeavor, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we find individual socialist Marxist communist that's in control, an Islamic jihadist that's in control of New York City, that's dismantling anything that we call morals, ethics, and values, undermining the very foundation of our nation. I'm thankful, by the way, and I just came across the news this morning. I'm looking at a picture of Mondami with a frown on his face. It says, New Yorkers are now calling for the removal of Mayor Zohran. New Yorkers are already in open revolt against Mayor Zohran Mamdani. 700,000 signatures in just 10 days on a petition to remove him from office. Now, I don't know how much is invested in that. Don't know whether this is a meme or real. If it is real, it is my prayer that more people grow a spine in New York City and stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. And listen, that's the bottom line of where we're going today. You might say, well, what am I to do with the news that I'm hearing? What am I to do with the information that you're giving me today? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it should motivate us, conservatives, Christians, and patriots, motivate us to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, stop being silent, be salt and light that God's called us to be. I believe that's the call today. I believe that's the understanding that we need to have today. And you've heard me say before, and I'll say it 1,000 times before November, we need to be ready to vote in November. Listen, our nation's constitutional republic stands or falls on November's election. If we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots fail to vote for the right candidates in November, we will be voting for the demise of America. That's how serious this vote is. That's how serious this election is. And may I say to you today, we're witnessing the festering, the budding, the building, the growing, the development of a new Holocaust in America. We've seen that with the Marxist professors teaching Palestinianism and anti-Semitism. We've seen that with the youth that are concerned and believe and embrace Marxism, communism, and socialism. We see that with the colleges and universities talking about anti-Israel, anti-Semitic beliefs and systems. Listen, these colleges and universities are no longer teaching academics for a student to get a credential to be able to fly a plane or to be an engineer, et cetera, et cetera. They're teaching them goofy stuff, if I can be simplistic. They're teaching them things that's altering the mind of the individual, causing the mind to be warped and thinking that we need to be anti-Israel. I'm amazed, ladies and gentlemen, at that. I'm looking at the headline that says, Radical Anti-Israel New York City Mayor Mondami's Jewish support collapses as anti-Semitic hate crimes surge in New York. Listen to this. It's a two-page article. I'll read two paragraphs. Mayor Zohran Mamdani's support among Jewish voters has collapsed to the historic lows, with a new poll showing 40% rating his performance poor and only 32% approving of his job. And anti-Semitic hate crimes across the city accelerated 11.7% just in the first quarter of 2026. The Jewish majority poll surveyed 665 Jewish voters from across the political spectrum who participated in November's mayoral election. Of those surveyed, 82% expressed concern about the rising anti-Semitism in the city. Among those concerned, 73% directly attributed the increase to Mamdani and other public figures normalizing anti-Zionism, as they're calling it. Further, one brief paragraph. January through March, New York Police Department reported 143 crimes citywide, 72 incidents, 55% of the total, targeting Jews only. Attacks include physical assault, vandalism, including swastikas painted on the playground's equipment in Brooklyn, etc., 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 etc. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very, very clear that there will be a hatred for Christians and a hatred for Jews. Jesus said in John chapter 15, if the world hate you, know that it hated me before it hated you. This is addressed to Christians, but we can go back and cover the totality of Scripture of the hatred for the Jewish people. Listen very carefully. Israel is hated. You can say to the 12th chapter of the book of the Revelation and find out the woman spoken of in Revelation chapter 12 is talking about the nation of Israel. And Israel is hated and is punished, attempt to punish by Satan, because it was out of Israel that the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, took place. And Jesus says in John 15, verse 20, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we're witnessing the manifestation of hatred for the Jewish people, bringing it to the point, I believe, to the level of Holocaust. I believe we're witnessing that. We're witnessing it across America. I'm looking at one article that basically says exactly what I'm saying. And by the way, I found this article even after I had decided on the title today. This article says, "The Next Holocaust in America? Question mark. As the topic of anti-Semitism fills more and more Jewish people's hearts with fear, as well as the news headlines day after day, it was notable how the pace of anti-Semitism rise is as has never been before. Unprecedented spread of anti-Semitism on the rise due to the fast acceleration of anti-Semitism expansion in the world. In a letter dated 29th, 2019, the New York State Senators said in their address to the New York City governor, and they described it this way. Listen, this goes back just a few years. The article is new, but it goes back dating what was said with a group of senators questioning the governor of New York at the time. And this is what the group of governors said. Anti-Semitic hate crimes have grown to frighteningly high numbers over the past several months. During the past several days in particular, Orthodox Jews in and around the area are represented to have been targeted with a rash of violence unseen in all of modern history in America. Orthodox Jews have been regularly assaulted, menaced, stabbed, murdered, increasing numbers. This has been appropriately described as slow-rolling program, P-R-O-G-R-O-M. That's a term used out of Germany with the programs of Hitler. We're writing to ask you to declare a state of emergency. Simply stated, it is no longer safe to be a Orthodox Jewish person in the state of New York. We cannot shop, we cannot walk down the streets, we cannot send our children to school, or even worship in peace," end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was in 2019. It has increased dramatically since then, and we see the socialist, Marxist, communist, progressive, woke, Islamic jihadist mayor with no concern about it at all. It goes on to say, even in the early 2010s, when anti-Semitism began to exponentially climb in the U.S. and around the world and started becoming acknowledged as a problem, I then talked about the next Holocaust taking place, and it would be in America, this writer says. Today, we can see how the awareness of the possibility of the next Holocaust taking place in America is coming to light at a rapid pace. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize that. You say, well, what's happening that makes you think that? We're witnessing the hatred of Jewish people on a level that we've never seen in America. I've never seen it at this level in America. And it's coming through the hands, the eyes, and the hearts of the Islamic jihadists that have made a determination of taking over America. Do you realize that they determined in January of this year, that in November of this year, they have already on the schedule over 1,100 Islamic jihadist candidates running for every office imaginable across the United States of America. They're bragging about the fact that they're going to control America through our own laws, and the religious freedom laws, as well as the other laws that's allowing them to run. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to go back to what the Netherlands had to do just a few years back, is say that if you're not a natural born citizen in America, you can't run for office. What do you do when folks come in that do not assimilate, but isolate themselves? What do you do with a group that makes the determination, as in Texas, that we're going to object to and counter anything that the governor says? In the state of Texas, the Islamic jihadists are counting the laws. They're counting the rules and the regulations. They've tried to build Epic City, which was designed only for Islamics. They tried to take over a city-owned water park on one occasion, calling it the Islamic Water Park Day. And the city said no, canceled the permit for them them to do so. Now they're claiming that that's something that the governor has done. It's discrimination against them because they're Islamics. They're claiming now that the governor is Islamophobic, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, that's a term. You call me Islamophobic, I'm going to put a star on my chest and take that as a wonderful, wonderful charge. You tell me that what I'm doing is against God's word, I want to ask you to show me where, how, and how do you believe that? There's a mindset somehow that as moral, ethical Christians, we need to be silent and we need to be somehow, some way under the bed and in the closet and say nothing. I believe it's time that we stand up, speak up, and do something about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, what's happened? Why is this happening? Why is it that we're on the verge of a Holocaust in America? I've outlined, just for talking points, about a dozen things. Time won't allow us to go through them all. But number one, political correctness. Political correctness. Somehow, some way, we have the mindset that we ought not to honor the Constitution, that we ought not to honor the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, but we need to honor international law. We need to honor all religions and where they believe and what they think, what they're saying. This is the reason today, ladies and gentlemen, we have so many Sharia courts in America that are hidden, that's not even known by most of the governmental bodies in each state and each city, where Sharia law says that if you beat your wife, that's all right because it's your religion. Sharia law says that you can have multiple wives and that's okay, even if they're as young as 6 or 8, 9, 10 years old. Sharia law says that it's okay to chop somebody's hands off, chop somebody's head off. It's okay under Sharia law to force submission to a religion. Listen, Christianity has never forced anybody to convert. Never. And yet we have some of those that are ignorant enough, dumb enough, stupid enough in the realm of church denominationalism that say Islam is simply a sister religion. That's part of the problem that's bringing us to the point and position that we're in today, with almost on the threshold of a Holocaust in America, with so much hatred and animus toward the Jewish people. The pro-Palestinian, when you say I'm pro-Palestine, there's no such nation, no such entity, no such state, no such people that's known as Palestinians. Listen carefully before you say, oh, but what about? What is now Israel at one time was called the land of Palestine. It's a term used for Jewish people, not somebody that's a generic group called Palestinians, in other words, pro-jihadist. And yet at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, there's a mindset today that with some in the political realm, I'm talking about political correctness, full view and at today. Political correctness says we need a two-state solution. Political correctness says we need to divide the state of Israel into Palestine, into Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll never happen based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible Word of God. Secondly, we find it's progressive Christianity, woke Christians that say that we need to simply embrace society. We need to embrace the culture. We need to stand on what the world says. Listen, there are churches today that will embrace any sect, S-E-C-T, will embrace any immoral, ungodly, ethical values, embrace it in order to bring people in, to have the numbers, nickels, and noses, to fill the pews, rather than standing on the Word of God. Listen, I'd rather stand on the Word of God and speak, preach to 10 people than to stand on the world's Word and preach to tens of thousands. There's some that might differ. That's your prerogative. I believe God called us as Christians to stand on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. The third thing is, not only do we find the political correctness and the progressive Christianity, but the Marxist media and the rhinos. You say, who's a rhino? John Thune, to start with. John Thune is a rhino. John Thune is not a conservative. He's supposed to be the head of the Republican Party in the Senate. John Thune will not allow the SAVE Act to come up to vote. John Thune is unwilling to stand for truth. John Thune is simply operating, if you please, calling himself a Republican, but he is out to defeat Donald J. Trump and what President Trump wants to do. And if that SAVE Act is not passed in November, hear what I'm saying. If that SAVE Act is not passed before the November election, so that it will set the pace on the requirements for an election, we will lose America. We will go to a uniparty, and that uniparty, one-party system, will be the Socialist Marxist Democrats from now throughout the end of time. We will lose the two-party system. We will lose any opportunity for conservative Christian votes in America and the policies of the procedure. We'll lose our Bill of Rights. You say, I don't believe that's possible. Watch. Sit at home and don't vote. See what happens. And the major thing, ladies and gentlemen, that's bringing this about, ignorance of God's word. Ignorant. You might say, well, I know John 3:16 in 11 languages. But there's an ignorance of God's word. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at headline, and I believe this speaks volumes. This headline says, 76% of Americans believe the Holocaust could happen again. A comprehensive new survey by the Claims Conference has unveiled widespread concerns about the possibility of another Holocaust. 76% of Americans believing such genocide could happen again. The research conducted across the United States of America, the United Kingdom, France, Austria, Germany, Poland, Hungary, Romania shows similar concerns among European populations. British respondents registered 69%. French citizens said 63%, and their belief of a Holocaust could happen or reoccur. Particularly alarming are the knowledge groups identified among younger generations. Nearly half of American respondents failed to name, listen, half of the American respondents, and keep in mind, 76%, said they believe we could have a Holocaust. Over half of the respondents failed to name any concentration camps or ghettos, highlighting a critical decline in the historical awareness of the Holocaust. In France, the situation appears even more concerning. In France, only 20% of the adults uncertain whether they had ever heard of the word Holocaust. The survey emerges among a backdrop of rising global anti-Semitism, lending urgency to the conclusions about historical awareness and education that's needed. The findings display a paradox. While most Americans fear the repetition of a Holocaust-like event, many lack basic knowledge about the historical genocide itself. Even with those that say, we don't need another Holocaust, you ask them, where did the Holocaust happen? When did it happen? How did it happen? Why did it happen? And they're dumb as a rock, ignorant on the subject. Ladies and gentlemen, under the communist Islamic jihadist mayor in New York, they have loudspeakers today with the five times a day Islamic prayers going over the loudspeakers for all the city of New York to listen to. On Fridays, ladies and gentlemen, in New York City, the major highways, city streets, Fifth Avenue, for example, on Friday afternoons, the streets are blocked. The Islamic jihadists come out with their roll prayer rugs, unroll the prayer rugs, and fall on their knees before Allah for their 5 o'clock prayers on Friday afternoons. Do you want that in your city? Do you want that in this city? Do we want that to cover America? Do we want it to be in America where you can't see a person's face, where they're covered in the hijab and only their eyes are showing? Ladies and gentlemen, most of all, the question is, are we willing to sit back and surrender our values and let the values be submerged into the values of the world, where there are no ethics, morals, and values that underpin the foundation of America? I'm looking at a headline. DOJ releases a report detailing, this is talking about anti-Christians now, we're witnessing anti-Christian and anti-Jewish buildup in America. And the only way you find those two simultaneously happening is because of the Islamic jihadist invading our nation. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the book that we have today, it's yours. Every telephone call today, you will have this book put in the mail. We'll pay for the book and the postage, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. It's a very short book. It's a study, verse by verse, of Ezekiel 38 and 39, where Russia leads a five-nation coalition against the nation of Israel to come in to eviscerate and destroy, annihilate the Jewish people. That'll never happen, but that's the attempt. In fact, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, God's word, God speaking, says it's my people, it's my land, and if you please, it's my war. But ladies and gentlemen, I stand on the word of God. God's word says to us, without any equivocation that we have the position of the opportunity of blessing the Jewish people. And the scripture is very, very clear. If we bless the nation of Israel, we will be blessed. The Bible says, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Talking about Abraham. And ladies and gentlemen, if we bless Israel, by the way, in Psalms 122, verse 6, it says for Christians, we're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I believe that is the God-given responsibility that we have as Christians. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand for God and for God's word and stop, S-T-O-P, the progressive Christian movement, where we are woke, we as a progressive Christian group would be woke to what's happening. I've never understood that term woke. Woke sounds like you should be awakened to the truth, and woke in that culture, it means you're being woke to what is dumb as a rock, and it is progressive and antithetical to the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, though, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion, it's yours. Leave your name and address and phone number with Roger, and we will get that shipped to you. We'll pay for the book. We'll pay for the shipping. We want your eyes opened as to what's really taking place. But in this last article that I share with us today, the article says, DOJ releases report detailing anti-Christian bias under the Biden administration, and it's a five-page article. I'll summarize it by simply saying, and I'll read just one paragraph. The report compiled by the Trump administration reveals that the Biden administration treated Christian organizations, Christian individuals, much harsher than their secular counterparts, pointing out a pattern that actually the U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche calls the devastation of the Christian, end quote. And it goes on. It's a 200-page report that talks about what the Biden administration had done and the orders that was given through the then Biden administration to try to tear down and destroy anything that's called Christian and Christian growth and Christian development in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. Christian persecution in America, unveiling the truth behind the concerns. Another headline. New statistics on growing persecution against Christians. So I'm going to give you a dual statement in the closing moments today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very clear that the Bible said that the world's going to hate us because it hated Jesus. John 15, 18 and 20. Professors will tell you otherwise, but the Word of God tells you that we need to love the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, prophets, it teaches that because of lawlessness, love will grow cold. The Bible teaches that God's Word assures us that any nation that blesses Israel will be blessed. God's Word assures us that God will ultimately crush all nations that come against the nation of Israel, found in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. So what do we do? How do we stand? What are we to do today based on what we're... We need to continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to pray for the nation of Israel. We need to pray for what God will give wisdom to President Trump and to Benjamin Netanyahu to make a final decision on how to handle Iran and the future threat it would be to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for calling today. Thank you for joining in today. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-